This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. As always, presented by EMP-180 Weight Loss. Structure, accountability, results, the standard for weight loss in the area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. We thank you for tuning in this Tuesday morning, June 5th, 2018. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville.
What's up?
And Jason Bishop.
5 hour energy time.
Oh, you might need to ship one of those over here too, my friend.
Oh, I can tell by that voice.
Can we just call the show Open Line Caps?
Yep.
Sure.
Yep.
Open Line Caps.
Can rebrand.
We need to touch the people right from the start. 1-800-636-1067. You can call us on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Listener Lines. Cakes was there at the scene. 6-2.
I mean, blowout
just,
city.
Just a boat race.
I mean, after the first 10 minutes, which was dicey. Caps just took over.
Very dicey. You know, they capitalized on their opportunities. I mean, you got to give Vegas credit. They came out there and they were putting it to us.
Yeah. And we thought they would.
Yep. But it didn't last that long, frankly. And the Caps were opportunistic. And certainly we dodged some. You know, they hit some pipes. Yep. They had some open nets. But, you know, we've kind of said it all along, especially this series. Puck luck has been on the Caps side, and it was again last night, and they took full advantage of it.
That yeah, it's a incredible sport where dominating doesn't really matter. Because I watched some of the presser after the game, the head coach of the Vegas Golden Knights.
Go on.
And he was convinced that Vegas played the better game. So what?
I don't know about 6-2. That.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what game he was watching.
He said he loved their power play. They were 0-for.
Who is the guy that you're quoting?
Gerard Gallant.
Gallant, he's the coach, yeah.
Vegas' coach.
Mm-hmm.
He said he loved the way that they played.
Yeah. Well, good. Played just like that.
Exactly.
Just like that in game five.
Did he love the way Marc-Andre Fleury played?
You mean Marc-Andre Poopy?
Marc-Andre Poopy is getting exposed
by the Capitals.
Who
would give up more goals? Fleury or Cakes?
He did actually say that he liked the way that Marc-Andre Fleury played.
Okay.
He said there were open nets, which to me means your goalie's out of position.
Then again, I hope he plays the exact same way in Vegas Thursday night.
I'm actually surprised, and they said this on the broadcast, I'm surprised that they didn't pull him.
Yeah, I was just a little bit shocked, too.
Because at that point, especially at 5-2, game's over. You know, let him rest a little bit.
Yeah, but no, it's almost look like you're blaming him then when you pull him. It's almost like a humiliation move. So let him just ride it out.
It's humiliating, no doubt.
Yeah.
But, you know, you give him a little extra rest, get ready for game five, which obviously is a must win.
But I guess he was just saying, you know, like, take T.J. Oshie's first goal. T.J. Oshie's wide open on the right side, Fleury's on the other side. You know, they moved him side to side, so it's an open net.
Yeah, well, he didn't have much chance.
It's a power play.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah, I mean.
And they gave up, what, 3 power play goals?
3-for-5, the Caps were on the power play. No, we didn't.
So much for swallowing the whistles. Thank you, referees.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
Yeah, they're calling it pretty straight.
How does Gallant think they played the better game when they're giving us power play after power play?
Not sure. Maybe that's just him being diplomatic.
Just sounded like a frustrated coach. 800-636-1067 is the number. Want to hear from you if you were there, if you were inside the arena, if you're outside the arena. It's amazing the scenes of outside the arena, of people who aren't going to the game.
No, it's
they're just watching on TV.
I watched probably from 4:45 until about 7:10, the pregame stuff on NHL Network.
Did you get to see Cakes out there? Introduce Fallout Boy?
They didn't have him. They went right to the band.
Right.
They went right to the start of their set. But Mike Rupp.
They trimmed the fat.
Mike Rupp did a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And he was on their set right there. On what street is that right there in front of Green Turtle?
Is that 7th or no, F. That's F.
F, yeah. And I don't even know how they do their show. There's no chance they can hear each other.
Impossible.
Impossible.
Try walking down that street, too, by the way, after the Caps win the game.
Well, this is the
when you eventually leave the image
imagine. During the game.
Near impossible.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's the image during the game, and I just tweeted it at EB Junkies on Twitter if you want to see. It's just unbelievable.
By the time Fallout Boy played, outside. They took the stage at around 6.
Yep.
The entire street, and I don't know what the street was, but the entire street up from the stage filled 3/4 of the way from the stage to, like, the next block. And in both directions, fanning out from the stage, filled towards the arena and filled away from the arena.
You can't see one speck of asphalt.
It was absurd.
It's awesome.
Crazy.
It's awesome. You were doing the Let's Go Caps chants.
Yeah.
Starting at what time?
We probably started that like 4:30, like after Fall Out Boy's sound check, and then just popped in from time to time. And there were DJs playing.
So they would just have you go out on the stage about once every half hour
or
so?
It was like me and Brady, a guy who does hype work at Capital One Arena. I don't know his last name. I feel like a jerk. I should know his last name because I was like working with him yesterday. But anyway, yeah, we'd go out there sporadically like every 15, 20 minutes just trying to keep the crowd involved leading up to Fall Out Boy.
I saw our colleague Grant Paulson tweeted that you cut a Penguins promo. I wasn't sure what he meant by that. Did you just take some shots at the Penguins when you were on stage?
Well, I just went hard at the Pens because the Pens fans used to love to come and congregate on the steps of the portrait gallery.
Mm-hmm.
And I basically just said, I don't see any Pens fans here today. Because we basically sent you home. We sent you home, and we're a few wins away.
This is our year to talk smack to the Pens fans.
I mean, now, look, there's still one game left to win.
Yep.
It's going to be a tough one. I think Vegas pushes back and forces a game 6, but... I'm not predicting anything, but last night...
I know you're not you're not predicting a Caps win.
No, I would never do that.
And I want the Caps to win the Cup.
Of course,
believe me, I do.
Of course you do.
But I do want them to win it here.
You selfishly want
kinda
a Sunday win?
Yeah, I want them to win it here.
Last night was a soul-stealing type of performance by the Caps. Like, I could see Vegas possibly coming out flat at home because... The Caps were so dominant last night.
I mean, after Vegas scored their goals, they didn't care.
Well, they knew it was over.
I didn't understand that, but usually
now, when it was 4-2,
usually you high five each other at 4-2. Yeah, they didn't care who scored. Who scored the
but
second goal?
It gets
goal.
A little bit dicey.
Riley Smith scored.
Yeah. Gets a little bit dicey.
They didn't care.
There was 8 or 9 minutes left, and the Caps responded right away. And that's just what this team has done throughout these playoffs. I mean, they've just been remarkable. We have said, and everyone has said. Use the word resilient this entire playoff run. And this team is just the most resilient Caps team we've ever seen.
Inside the arena, like on the concourse after the first period, I mean, it was just jubilant. I mean, Caps fans, like as I was heading to the bathroom, Caps fans are saying, can you believe that first period?
I tweeted at one point. I think it was after the third goal. It feels like a dream.
By the way, it took me the entire
like dream.
Doesn't it seem surreal?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Yes.
I mean, this city hasn't seen a championship. I mean, if you throw out the Terps, but professional championship since 1991.
Yeah.
We got to throw out the Castles then.
Okay, throw out the Castles. But seriously.
It's a gimmick league.
I know
you're goofing, but people don't understand. It's
the Caps aren't going to lose 3 straight.
No.
Well, the numbers are with them.
There's going to be a championship, a world championship.
There's going to be a parade, and you're going to be stunned at how many kids show up.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Here are your numbers. Since 1939.
Yeah.
Teams that hold a 3-1 lead in the Stanley Cup final are 32-1. The only team that blew a 3-1 lead.
Don't put us in that category.
The 1942 Maple Leafs.
That's 31 straight.
World War II.
Look, it's been 31 straight.
That's actually the Maple Leafs came back on the Red Wings in 1942.
That's when the entire world was in black and white.
God forbid if they do lose, it would be as bad as it gets.
Devastating.
It'd be as bad as it gets.
It'd be the worst thing of all time.
It would be the lowest point in Capitals history.
It would be the worst sports thing I've ever experienced.
Absolutely. Because we're right on the cusp.
You can taste it.
Look, the Caps are averaging 4 goals a game against Marc-Andre Poupy.
Yeah, they are.
4 goals per game?
How many total goals they have?
Him.
16? Well, 16 against
16
him?
Goals.
Yeah. Pumbling with a B.
Pumbling
with a B. By the way, it took me the entire first intermission to go to the bathroom. The line was snaking around a quarter of the concourse.
Oh, yeah. That'll actually probably limit your beer intake.
I only had one beer. I was driving my daughter.
Well, after that, you're going to stop drinking.
What time did you get home?
12:30.
That's not bad.
What time did you get to bed?
1 a.m.
Did you have another beer when you got home?
No, it was so late. I just said, I can't have another one.
What time did the alarm go off?
4:30.
You're so tired.
My alarm
went off. Are you to soldier through?
My alarm went off at the same time, and I it was like one of those things where I was dreaming. I was like, what is that? What is that? No, that can't possibly be my alarm.
Well, that's different than my reaction, because my alarm didn't go off. I just woke up, because my body just wakes up, and it was 4:07, and I actually said out loud, you've got to be kidding me.
I got out of my bed, and my wife said, you just went to bed. And I said, I know. I'm painfully aware.
Yeah, but I think the whole seats? Area is like that.
426 row K. I didn't care. Who cares?
He was in the building.
I was in the building. By the way, I had a great time.
I'm sure you did. People are
Thank
asking
you to
me,
the Caps.
And texting me if I did my wake up in the morning and DVR. I did not. I watched the game.
Look at that. That's, you know, it's a big game.
How'd you stay awake? That's a big one. How'd you stay awake?
I just did, man.
My daughters had.
I actually missed the first two goals live. My daughters had softball practice, so I got in the car, and John Walton said, and the Capitals have put up a crooked number.
I love it.
I said, oh, boy.
That's kind of silly.
I know what that means.
Oh, big surprise, by the way. Devontae Smith-Silly scored again.
So there was
that
no reason.
Dude has playoff DNA
coursing
through his body.
6 goals in the playoffs, 7 in the regular season?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
You think he doesn't get pumped?
And Kuzi's up to 30 points.
Kuzi's 4 assists.
I know that there is this whole movement to still, if they win, to give the Conn Smythe or whatever to Ovi.
The MVP. Yeah,
kind of a career achievement, if nothing
like
else.
Like a nod.
But Kuzi's doing sick. Going so well, I think you just have to give it to Kuzi.
I don't think Ovi will care.
Somebody who's Russian going either. To win that award.
How many points
that.
Does he have in the playoffs?
He must have 30, 31. He had 4 last night.
So now, the Conn Smythe, is that a playoff award or a Stanley Cup award?
I thought it's the Stanley Cup award.
Oh, okay.
I can check.
No, I think you're probably right.
I think he's second all time now.
No,
in
during
points
the
playoffs.
During the playoffs.
Okay,
the entire
playoffs.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Oh,
during
okay.
the entire run.
Okay, but Ovi's numbers are sick too.
They are, but they're shade below.
Shade below.
And actually, you're right. It's 31 most points in a single postseason in the last 20 years. Evgeny Malkin is number one, who had 36 in 2009. Kuznetsov now tied with Sid the Kid with 31 points. In the postseason.
I almost think you have to give it to him, unless Alex can do something remarkable, in game 5.
True, true.
But
by
it
the way,
doesn't matter.
If you're a Caps fan, gravy. If you're a Caps fan, the prices for game 5 tickets are cratering in Vegas because people are losing
They're
faith
dejected?
In Vegas.
Oh,
They're
really?
Dejected.
What are they doing?
So I'm telling you.
Well, the guy that bought all those tickets and wants to resell them?
Well, he's salty because the prices there are falling into like the $600, $700 range.
Right.
Which, I mean, it's still expensive, but I mean, last night, tickets to get in the Caps game, the cheapest tickets were like $1,400.
Right.
$1,400 for the highest seats in the house. There are going to be lots of Caps fans traveling out to Vegas to hopefully see the Caps clinch on enemy
People
ice.
People were tweeting that they're buying airline tickets after last night.
I don't see why they wouldn't.
They're buying airline tickets.
So
fly out there tomorrow. Game's Thursday.
I know what Cakes wants to see. He wants to see a win on Thursday. Mm-hmm. You've already said you'll take what you can
I'll
get.
I'll take what I get. I prefer to win. I don't want it to get any tighter. I take a win. Because God forbid we get into a Game 7 situation.
That's true.
Well, look, if you're throwing out a hypothetical, if it's a
but
guaranteed...
But it's been 31 straight.
If it's a guaranteed Caps win the Stanley Cup,
yes.
Hypothetically...
You obviously want them to win here.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Okay,
I'd
but
want
it's
them
not,
to win here.
But it's not guaranteed.
Or winning Game 7 because it kind of helps
no,
the
game
show.
Game 7, no, no.
No, no, but if it's guaranteed, so there's no drama. There's no reason.
Sure.
There's no reason for you to be tense because they're guaranteed
You'd be tense
to win.
For the next
I know, but Eric,
five
it's
days.
31 straight.
I know. I think they're going to win.
Don't you want to see another just massive crowd out there?
I think you're going to.
You're going
to be a massive crowd for
the
viewing party.
The viewing party is going to be huge.
Apparently, I heard this. The Mystic game sold out. The Mystics are sold out because they moved it to 4 p.m.
So they did what we said they should do.
Yes.
They moved
the game to 4 p.m. That game is sold out. So those folks are staying.
And there's not even going to be one Mystics jersey.
No, it's going to be all red, which is fine.
So it's going to be 20,000 Caps jerseys instead of Mystics.
Ted Leonsis couldn't be happier.
Right. Yeah.
I saw him at the thing, the Fallout Boy show.
Yeah.
He was beaming.
Yeah.
That was before the win last night.
Right. You think he got some victory buns?
He probably did. He might have.
The Mystics should actually just make like an alternate uniform and just make it Capitals.
Make it red.
Yeah. Make it red.
That would actually be a great idea.
That's what they should do.
We've got a lot to cover on the show today. We'll be talking Caps throughout. We'll come back, take your calls at 800-636-1067. Alan May is going to join us coming up at 8:20 from NBC Sports Washington. Mike Rupp, who you mentioned, played 11 years in the NHL. Now he's with the NHL Network. He'll join us at 9. And the voice of the Capitals, John Walton, joins us at 9:40. Keep it here. We're the Junkies on Open Line Caps.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. You want to follow along on TV, you can watch us on NBC Sports Washington. Capitals get a 6-2 win in Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final. They're up 3-1. We just gave you the percentages. Since World War II, only one team has blown a 3-1 lead. It's a 97% chance if we just go by the math.
It was like World War II when it happened.
Yeah, I'll side with I like 97%.
97%.
If I get my money in playing cards and I'm 97%, I'm feeling.
Yeah, but what is it in the history of the NHL playoffs where teams, not forget about the finals, where teams come back 3-1? That happens a lot more frequently.
They mentioned it last night on the broadcast that the Caps have had 3-1 series leads in the playoffs and have blown it five times.
So let's take the finals out of the equation. That's just the extra little isolating factor.
But this is a different team.
I agree. But it's not really 97%. That's just a small little sample.
That's just the Stanley Cup.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Well, we are in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Well, it's true. It's true. But as JP said, how many times have we blown a 3-1 lead?
The Caps have blown a 3-1 lead either 4 times or 5 times.
Can you verify that number? Adam, do something.
It sounds about right. I know that they're
so let's just say for the sake of argument, just to be generous, let's say it's 4.
I almost feel like Ovi won't allow this team to blow a 3-1 lead.
I hope you're right.
I mean, anything could happen. You know, they go to Vegas on Thursday, lose, and then come here, and then anything happen. You know, they steal one here, and then game 7.
Well, but it's just on.
Of course. I just feel like Ovi and the rest of that team, they're so relentless.
Well, Ronick hit me to it a few weeks ago. We talked about it yesterday. We're literally full of superstars.
Yep. Superstars.
Superstars on that team. It's an all-star team.
By the way,
for about
5 seconds during the game last night, I felt bad for the couple behind me with their 2 young kids that were all Vegas Golden Knight fans.
They were
sitting directly behind us. But it was a fleeting thought because I felt bad for them for 5 seconds. And then I thought, well, there are thousands of Caps couples with kids over the years that have gone through heartbreak. They've never been to this spot. And you know what? Vegas, you can wait for it. Hopefully you don't come back in this.
Right.
Caps win it, whether it's on your ice or here. I felt bad for a fleeting second.
I don't feel bad.
I thought, why would I feel bad for people who've been rooting for a franchise for 10 minutes?
How many Vegas fans did you see?
Not a lot.
Bryce Harper?
Not very many.
Yeah,
was Harper
let me address,
there?
He was there.
Yeah,
I missed all that pregame stuff. I don't know who did the Let's Go Caps.
Oh, it was great.
Who did the player introductions?
It was great. It was Max.
I knew it. We talked about Max, yeah.
And it was Ryan Zimmerman.
Oh.
And they were wearing Caps jerseys, helmets, and they had sticks.
They looked like donks.
Really?
But it was great.
It was awesome.
They were into
it. I got to see
they
it.
Were
was,
all in.
It was really cool.
And let me address the Bryce issue, okay? I got no problem with Bryce being a Knights fan. He's from Vegas.
I don't
of
either.
Course.
I'm fine with that.
I get it. But here's what I would say. Let's be real. That team's been around for 20 minutes. He's been a guest of the Capitals for years, in the locker room multiple times.
Worn the jersey,
that whole kind of thing. If it was me, I would keep it to a dull roar. I'd root for the Knights if I was from Vegas, probably. But I'd probably stay at home, and I wouldn't troll the entire area and the team that's had you there as a guest for years.
Did he wear a jersey?
Yeah.
And his wife wore one.
It's a little less than classy, in my opinion. But you know what? You do you. We're only going to have to deal with you for a few more months anyway.
He was definitely feeling sad.
He was definitely Rick.
I guarantee he left early.
He was Rick Harper because they showed a picture of him and his wife.
Look.
They showed a picture of them. That's the pic of her with her arms crossed.
Good.
Boy, I'm really surprised he doesn't sweep.
Yeah, really stunned.
Right.
His wife looks salty, dog.
They could have been nicer to him over the years. I've been to games where Bryce has been there in the locker room.
I'm just going to say that Bryce Harper is his own guy.
He's his own guy.
But that takes balls.
Yeah. Oh, by the way,
it does take some balls.
Leaving the arena.
Especially when your boys are down there in cap helmets.
Right. Why wouldn't you just root for him from home? It's fine. We get it. You're from Vegas.
I don't know.
That team's been here for 20 minutes.
By the way, I don't think the Conn Smythe is a foregone conclusion that it would go to Cousy. Cousy does have more points than Ovi, but it's only a 5-point differential. Ovi's got more goals. Now, Cousy with the 4 assists makes a statement.
Right.
If it's the way he played,
if they voted last night, he was getting it.
Cousy has 31 points, 12 goals, 19 assists, whereas Ovi has 26 with 14 goals, 12 assists. Ovi has been the more physical and blocking shots, or at least that's what we've noticed a little bit more. So I think you can make an argument for Ovi there.
You could.
But I don't think it really matters.
It doesn't.
It's kind of like in the NBA a few years ago, before Kevin Durant went to the Golden State Warriors, you would just assume Steph Curry wins the MVP. They gave it to Iguodala.
Yeah. Hockey might be different, though.
No, it doesn't matter, but you'd like
it'd
to
be
see
a cherry on top.
Sure. You'd like to see Ovi
it'd
win.
It'd be like cherry on top for unbelievable career.
I think before Game 4, Ovi was going to get it with fewer points. But Cousy with the 4 assists breakout game last night.
He's definitely the favorite.
Yeah, I think he's the favorite.
Depending on what happens in Game 5, like in Game 5, let's say they win Game 5 and Ovi scores a goal or two.
That's kind of why I was rooting for Ovi to score late.
Yeah.
Like, just set him up, tee him up. And he did get one good look at it. Just wasn't able to cash in.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. We said we wanted to do open line caps.
All right, let's go. Let me see. Let's go to Jack calling from Arizona. Jack, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
What's up, boys?
What is it, about 3:30 over there?
Hey, Jack.
Jackie.
Yeah, it's 3:27 local, and I literally just blew off a FaceTime with my wife who's deployed so I could talk to you guys.
Nice.
Now. We like that was about a win.
Nice.
So my thought was, I watched the whole game. I'm kind of like Lurch in the sense that because I'm out here, I can't watch the Caps on a regular basis, but when the playoffs are on, obviously on the national networks, and I can watch. What I appreciated was the fact that when they scored two goals late, when the Knights scored two goals late, instead of rolling over and just riding it out, they stomped on their throats when Reeves was being a punk, and then that made me feel like, okay, when they go back to Vegas, any momentum that the Knights had is possibly gone, and maybe they can finish it in 5, but I just like the fact that they came back and stomped on their throats.
Yeah, they did.
So great.
I mean, they were relentless last night, no doubt.
So Jack, do you have any plans to go to Vegas? You're pretty close out there in Arizona for Game 5.
Yeah, I wish. I'm PCSing to South Carolina, so I'm actually on Thursday, I'm getting in the car and driving to South Carolina to go buy a house. So I wish, but I'll be listening on the radio to the call. But no, I can't go, man. Even if I could, I don't have that kind of dollars.
Yeah,
gotcha. Cool. All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate
thanks for listening,
pal.
To Zona, man. We appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. I've been listening to you guys every day for 17 years, and that's not a joke. And if I can say one thing, I've been the son of an active duty officer. I'm now active duty myself, and through all the variable that has been my life over the past 17 years, the four of you have been the constant. I've listened to you almost every single day for the past 17 years, so many people come up to me and thank me for my service, and I would just like to extend my thanks to you all because Iraq, Afghanistan, Qatar, Korea, Australia, you name it, I've been there. But the one thing I've always had is the four of you to listen to, so I appreciate it very much.
That means a lot, man.
Stay on hold, bro. I want to get your address. We're going to send you something.
Thank you, buddy.
Stay on hold.
Yep.
You were moved.
His address.
I like it.
Grab it. Get his address.
Well, you can't compare his service to our service.
No, he wanted to compare. His is way more important. I mean, his actually means something.
All right, let's
go. We get to moan about waking up early.
Yeah, I mean, please.
We're not waking up in Qatar.
No, it's very nice, and we appreciate the words. Thank you, buddy. Let's go to Lee in Baltimore. Lee, what's up?
Morning, guys. How you doing? Just want to make a couple statements. I think everybody on this team can pick the slack of when someone's down. There's just so many heroes on this team. Now, I think we've got Marc-Andre Fleury. I think his confidence is shot. I mean, we've got pucks going on and him over, under, sideways, down.
Yeah.
One other thing, we have got to watch the penalties. We can't keep killing 3 and 4 power plays. And two other statements, I guarantee a win Thursday night. I guarantee it.
Thank you,
and
Lee. Hey, Lee.
Whoever doesn't sign Barry Trotz, believe me, there'll be teams lined up with this guy.
Barry Trotz played this perfectly.
Take care, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lee. I wanted to ask some questions. No big deal. Here's what Trot said after the game, because the first 10 minutes, they were dicey. They were getting dominated there for 10 minutes till Oshie scores the goal. Here's what Coach Trot said after the game.
And they did. And they didn't get anything out of it. We came out 3-0 after the first period. And our guys recognized that, hey, you know, they had some opportunities. They hit a post or two. We've hit some posts on the way. And, you know, we've had some opportunities that we missed. But we converted on ours. And we converted. And once we got past the first 10 minutes of that game, I thought we were fine. And then you get a 3-0 lead. It's sort of human nature a little bit where you let the foot off the gas a little bit. I thought we did. Just a hair, and in the playoffs, just a hair means a lot sometimes. So, but our group was resilient, and you know, as I said, the fifth goal was huge for us. It sort of solidified everything after that, and then towards the last few minutes, they were taking a lot of penalties and trying to send a message for next game. That's a little bit old school, but we're okay with that.
Ooh, I like the confidence of Trots. I like it.
How could you not be confident?
They were trying to stir some mess.
Of course they were.
Well, I loved it too because Wilson was laughing. Yep. Smith Pelly was laughing. Yep. You know, Reeves was poking at him. He was really trying to get him going.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed restraint. They kept it together. Now I do think that Trots is 100% right. They had some momentum there at times, and we were giving them a few too many opportunities.
They missed the wide open net. I don't know how that guy
Neil. I can't believe he missed
didn't
it either.
Score
because we were sitting. Now we were high up, but we had the vantage point. We were looking right down on Holtby for that play, and everybody just was gasping because they thought it was a lock goal,
mm-hmm.
like the one that he saved. I can't remember what game it was now. The amazing save.
Game two.
And, yeah, that was a golden opportunity for Vegas, and they squandered it, which
I
love.
He could have just dribbled it in to the center of the net.
Yep.
Instead, he tried to rip one, and he hits the post.
You know why? They're not as good.
They're not as good. You're right. They're not as good. You know who else is as good? Fleury. Poking holes in the Marc-Andre Fleury is God theory that a lot of people were trying to sell us. Heading into the series.
No goalie is, if you get them moving side to side and you get power play opportunities and that sort of thing, you're just going to wear
him down.
He can
only be so quick.
Yeah. I mean, he's a great goalie, but whatever. You know, you could solve any of them if you play the right way. And the Caps are playing the right way.
Was asked about whether he considered pulling Fleury. He said it was never consideration. The quote is, no, I think at least 5 of the 6 goals were wide open nets. There was nothing he could have done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, credit the Caps on that. Credit the Caps for moving
they
him around
the,
and
create the
great
chances.
Passes.
I want to hear more audio. I want to hear more audio. Pick some other clips. I get sights. Can I? How about Ovi? Play cut 5. Ovi talking about contributions from the big guns. How about we scored six goals yesterday and none of them from Ovi?
And Nicky Backstrom with not one, not two, 3 apples in the game.
Yeah.
And that's with a banged up digit.
So he gets to over 20 points. They now have 4 guys in the playoffs with over 20 points. Oshie and Backstrom got over the 20-point mark.
You mean 4 superstars with over 20 points?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think everybody's effort is pretty high. And, you know, it doesn't matter who is he, big, Zlar. We all on the same page. We all try to do our best, and it's huge.
Here's another stat to look at from the box score, and this is just telling for the entire series. Especially from some of our superstars. Block shots, comparisons.
Mm-hmm.
Vegas 8, the Caps 24.
Ooh,
they've been dominating that stat.
Think about
that
number.
Love it.
24-8 in a block shot category.
It's Holtby's job a little bit easier, which I'm sure he appreciates.
Now, in years past, we've seen this for years. There's no way our guys would block that many shots, especially the big names. But for this one, for this particular playoffs, they are ready.
Remnants from the Dale Hunter era, which I love. That was a point of emphasis.
Okay.
And that, you know what? That was a necessary evil. We needed to experience a little of that and add that to this team.
Okay. I'm just saying, I think that's an amazing stat because those guys know it's going to hurt, and they slide down, they get on their knees, and they know that puck's coming at 110.
It's hitting them everywhere, in the chest,
it's going to hurt
ankle.
Like a mofo,
yep.
And they're going to be bitter, but they'll do anything to win this cup.
And again, when the lesser players on the roster see Ovi doing it, they know that, you know what, the superstar is doing it, I've got to do it too.
Yeah.
So it's definitely infectious.
I understand it's early. It's the 6 a.m. hour.
Yep.
I'm disappointed in the caller turnout so far.
You know, I don't think they're up yet.
I get
they're not up.
They were all on the steps last night.
The guy
in Arizona's
caps.
That's true.
You watch it about 7:25. That thing will be filled.
No, it should be filled next
break.
It should be filled next break.
All right.
800-636-1067. For years and years, people complained. We didn't talk hockey. We didn't talk Caps. It's because they were letting us down over and over. We are riding this positive wave. We're one game away from a championship here in D.C.
Can we play a little Bustin' Loose when we come back?
One game away from the Stanley Cup. We'll take your calls next at 800-636-1067. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Going right to the phones. The Hadid Carpet Cleaning Listener lines are open at 800-636-1067. Want to hear from Caps fans. One win away from winning a championship here in D.C., hoisting the Stanley Cup.
One win away from me spending massive amounts of coin on Fanatics.com. So much.
The guy brings up a great point on the text machine. You can text me right now if you want at 800-636-1067. He says, can y'all stop talking about who's going to win the Conn Smythe? Because we haven't won it yet. That's a good point.
It's a very good point.
There's no such thing as a jinx.
You're talking about all the gear you're going to buy.
There's no such thing as a jinx.
I said if the Caps get another win. I didn't say when.
I know it's been 31 straight in the Stanley Cup Finals, up 3-1. I get that. But the guy brings up a great point.
No, look, we've maintained it all show. And all we even said the Caps have blown a 3-1 lead, we believe, five times. Right? Overall.
It has happened. Last time it happened, I think, was it 2016, maybe?
I mean, of course you could blow a 3-1 lead. Of course you can. But let's be real. Who's been the better team in this series?
Has it even been close? No, it has not been close.
If you take away the Reeves penalty, this thing could be over.
True.
I could have been there for the sweep last night.
But my point is, anything can happen.
Anything can happen. It's not over yet, but I'm feeling pretty good.
No more Conn Smythe talk from me. These three might do it. I'm not going
to
do it anymore.
All right, let's go to Drew in Baltimore. Drew, what's up?
Hey, John. Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
The best Caps day I've ever seen. I've been watching Ovi since he was a rookie. I just wanted to point out, I don't know if everybody saw it, but last night I saw him switch places with Carlson on the power play.
Right,
yeah.
Just totally give up a shot at that goal to give it to Carlson. That's the most unselfish play I've seen from Ovi in 13 years. I've been married to a Pens fan who's from Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh.
So this is the best week of my life. I'll hang up and listen. Yeah.
All right, thanks, man. I think that's design stuff where they shake it up.
I noticed that, and they talked about it on the broadcast.
They
I didn't know they
move around like that occasionally. You give them a different look. It was brilliant.
But usually Carlson's up top.
Yeah. But, you know, you move around. There are different sets and formations. Mm-hmm. There's not only one way to do that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Let's go to Ryan, Charlottesville. Ryan, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, guys. First of all, I want to comment on the guy on the text machine. It's not unheard of that someone from the losing team can win the Conn Smythe as well. So keep that in mind. So we can still talk about it. And that brings me to my next point.
Yeah. Not interested in at that point, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm not either. But it brings me to my next point. I think the recency effect has taken effect with Cousy.
Mm-hmm.
Because other than the last two games, point me another game in this entire playoffs that Cousy's been better than Ovi. It's a lot more than just stats. Who has gotten the team going the entire playoffs? Who had one of the best games of his entire playoff career in Game 3 against Columbus to bring this team back to life? Who had the biggest impact? It's been Ovi the entire time. I love Cousy, and I hate to see people down the road say, yeah, Ovi won it, but it should have been Cousy because he played better. I just don't agree. I think Ovi has a bigger impact on the boards. He has a bigger impact on his team. He has a bigger impact on the fan base. He has a bigger impact, period. Ovi is making a difference in these playoffs. And
I think that's fair. You can make that argument.
And I think that, I mean,
I like it.
I think that they're going to give it to him anyway if they won.
Right.
I think they would give it to him anyway.
It's like a career playoff, a career accomplishment.
I thought
it's
that
not like he has three goals.
No.
I mean, he's got 14 goals.
No, of course, he's right there. I thought that, but the four assists last night I thought might have put Cousy over the hump. But maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong. I'd rather see Ovi win it, to be honest with you. If they can close this thing out. Let's go to Tony in Manassas. Tony, what's up, man? You're all with the Junks.
Hey, you guys, a lot of credit to you guys. The people bust your chops a little bit about not talking hockey. I got to tell you guys, you're on it. I mean, I'm not sure which one of you guys brought it up, but I've been watching this morning. And bottom line is, when you've got your superstar out there blocking shots, mm-hmm. giving up the body, doing whatever it takes to get this thing done,
right.
He's your MVP. I had the opportunity Sunday night to go to dinner with Jeremy Roenick. I've known him since he played for me here in, when he was 13.
Yeah.
I had three of my players with me, and he's exactly what he told these kids at dinner. He said, this guy, you've never seen him like this. He is blocking shots. He's emotional. He said, guys, he goes, I think they're going to get it done. He said, if he keeps playing the way he's playing emotionally and doing anything it takes to win, he's your MVP. But kudos to you guys for the coverage. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. Of course,
I guarantee
how could you
that was a fun dinner with JR. Could you imagine going to dinner with him?
Awesome.
The story.
We've been there.
We did.
We've been there.
Yeah, it's true. I'm a little hazy.
We just had cameras in front of us.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, like a more casual dinner.
He's the kind of guy, honestly, that he would have us out to his house. We could
100%.
We could hang out with his wife.
Definitely.
He'd be at his pool.
100%.
We'd play golf with him. He'd probably let us go skinny dipping with him.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'd
tee it up. We'd have cocktails.
Wife.
We'd have a good dinner.
Definitely get sunburned. I mean, it's Arizona. So much sunblock.
We should do that. We should go out there, play golf, and hang out by the pool like we used to with Uncle Jack.
And then go to Vegas for game five. Oh, I could just imagine the possibilities.
That's the trip. All right, let's go to...
Too bad JR wouldn't be there. He's still working.
That's right. He's still working, bro.
He'd give us the keys
to the
house.
And then he's going to Singapore.
Right. Although he's got rattlesnakes all over there. I don't know if I want to go.
He lives in the desert.
Don, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, thanks, guys, man. I love the effort of this team. Up and down the line, all four lines.
Yep.
You know, like you said, superstars are giving it. Everybody's giving it. And they are just an absolute pleasure to cheer for. And I'm relatively new to watching hockey. In the last 10 years, my kids have gotten me into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I find myself shouting more loudly for a Caps goal than I do a Skins touchdown. The only thing I can think about that is, you know, the tension, the buildup in hockey. Man, it's a great sport.
It is a great sport. All right, thank you, buddy.
It's fantastic sport. And I also think that the players are more likable.
Definitely.
They're more likable than the Skins.
They ride the Metro to the effing
game.
They're
more likable than the Nats. They're more likable than the Wizards.
And TJ
definitely
Oshie
more likable than the Wizards.
Oshie was 35 cents short on his fair card.
I know. I saw
He's
that.
He's a little bit felted on his fair card.
I think that's another reason why just casual sport, you know, not even hockey fans.
They're more relatable.
Sports fans can relate to them, yeah.
For some reason. They're just a little, they're more down to earth. And they're the toughest guys in the world.
They're unbelievable.
They're the toughest guys in the world.
They're sick athletes. They really are.
I mean, can you imagine the story where JR was telling us yesterday where, you know, 3 years after whatever, Berube goes in there and knocks him out in the locker room, and then they go play golf later that
story.
Day.
When would that ever happen in
can
any other sport?
Can you ever imagine that?
Nope.
He just punched him in the mouth.
Punched him in the mouth for something from 3 years ago.
While
and then they went to play golf.
Off his skates.
I mean, that's like a mafia thing.
Well, Berube said he was going to get him back.
Yeah.
And he did.
I mean, and he didn't just, like, love tap him. He rocked him.
Right.
God. These guys are just still... Chris, what's up?
What's up, boys? How you guys doing this morning?
Doing great.
What's up? Good, man.
You know, Jason, I agree with you that NHL players are much more likable, but Ryan Zimmerman walked past me last night. Good mm-hmm. God, does he smell good. That must be Old Spice or something that he's wearing.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Dreamy.
Yeah. He's a good dude. I mean, believe me, there's some guys in the Nets we really like.
He's a great guy.
His wife is silly as well.
Yeah.
I've been a Caps fan since, you know, I was a year old. My mom took me to my first game. We've had season tickets. We were there last night. It's been one hell of a run. I can't believe it. This team's playing together. It's the most amazing thing that I've seen. Usually in the past, we play as individuals, but using all the talent has just been something. You got to credit Barry. I don't know how he did it, but he did it this year, and it's been fantastic.
Well, Chris, can you believe the scene outside? You're a Caps fan, and sure, the arena has been sold out inside for years and years, but what I see going on outside is incredible.
It is fantastic. I've waited so long for this city to really take over hockey and feel like this is an actual sport that people want to get behind, and it's been something that I've always wanted to see, and, you know, I kind of just stood back and took it in all in last night because – I mean, when are we ever going to have something like this again? Who knows?
You never know.
JP thinks we might go on a Bostonian, like, run.
Be nice.
We haven't won anything yet. We haven't won anything.
It's not over. I like that you're the voice of reason here. It's not reason. That's the voice of skepticism.
That's scared money.
Scared. No. Superstition.
I'm not scared yet.
How much is this going to cost you, by the way? Because you've been betting on Vegas, right?
I took the Caps in this series.
That's the guy.
I had a good vibe on this.
Very good.
But the money's not in my pocket yet.
No. No, it's not.
We lose game five on Thursday. It's 3-2. You come back here, you're feeling a little bit, little worried. And then anything can happen, obviously, in that game, and you just never know.
Absolutely. Yeah, Drabby. All right, I found this little snippet in Sporting News from last month. It says, no team in NHL history and really all professional sports has been proven to be so proficient at blowing leads in the playoffs as the Capitals. In games after taking a two-game series lead, 2-0 or 3-1, the Caps are 15-44 all time.
That's unbelievable.
In the game immediately following.
Will you tweet that and I'll retweet it?
That's 25%.
That's it.
No.
It's terrifying.
I don't like those odds.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe this team's
it's different. Parade.
Let's
talk.
Let's hope.
Get a few days to kind of
tweet that
relax
stat for
after
me.
Last night's game.
I'll put it out there.
Jeez Louise, that's unbelievable. All right, let's go to Dave in Winchester. Dave, what's up, man? You're all with the Junks.
Hey, first off, go Caps.
Yeah. Yep.
But anyhow, I grew up in northern Minnesota. Do you remember a coach that coached for Pittsburgh here a while back named Kevin Constantine?
Vaguely.
Not really, but...
I mean, I've heard
of well, anyhow,
educate us.
But go ahead.
Educate us.
Anyhow, we were goaltenders back in school together. And what I mean, Holtzby's a good goalie and everything, but we grew up as old stand-up goalies. And, I got nothing... That butterfly thing just pisses me off, bad gentlemen. When they flop down like that, that first goal that went under his arm, wow, but that second goal, I mean, back when we grew up, we were stand-up goalies. You know,
all right, I just can't.
Times have changed, my friend.
Thank you.
He's trying to give goaltending tips to Holtby.
I mean, Kevin Constantine, the guy you mentioned, he's coaching hockey right now in Korea. I mean, come on.
I think he's the same guy that was grilling the goaltending a week or so ago.
All Holtby is doing, by the way, all he's doing is out-dueling the guy who said all the experts are saying is unbeatable in these NHL playoffs. That's all Holtby's doing.
Mm-hmm.
He's just outplaying Fleury, who everybody was saying can't be beaten. Look what he's doing against the Sharks.
Everybody says Fleury's so great, and he has, you know, three Stanley Cup, you know, championships. But wasn't he the backup for two out of those three?
Correct. Murray basically was the guy.
That's the reason why he's available. Let's go to Chris in Gainesville. Chris, what's up?
Salutations, Junkies.
Hey.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, I mean, the effort's there, Ovechkin leading, but we are just more talented than they are. For us to be able to go from skate to stick, score those two goals, I mean, that's just incredible talent. These guys were all picked off of different teams and all for a reason. We are just more talented. And then the other thing I want to talk about was Oshie's hit in the third period when the guy's coming to crush him. He backchecks him, breaks his nose, and then their coach is crying about it after the game. That was my favorite part of the game. He just broke his nose. It was awesome.
Whose nose did he break? Was that Miller? Did Miller break his nose?
I forget, Jason.
Oh, okay.
It might have been Miller.
I don't know if I saw
that. Oshie was just spectacular last night. He did a little of everything. He was scoring,
he's
dropping dimes. Yeah, he's so gritty. He crushes guys.
I actually think watching it closely, game in and game out during the playoffs, because I don't watch it like this during the regular season, he's on the ice more than anybody else. Like, he gets knocked down, but it's because he's scrappy.
He jumps out at you a lot.
He gets knocked down. He
jumps out at you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not sure that the minutes would show that, but, you know, he's got to be up there in the top three or four.
Yeah. And he crossed the 20-point barrier again. The Capitals have four guys who've hit those 20 points. You've got Cousy with 31, second best in the last 20 years in a Stanley Cup run. Ovi with 26, and now Backe and Oshie both have gotten over 20 because Backstrom had three assists last night.
And that guy makes a good point, and, you know, Roenick said it weeks ago, but I've been saying it the whole series. I think player for player, we're just much better than them.
And I think we're a better team.
Our top seven players, top eight, just destroy
their
top eight.
And the Caps
eight.
Have way more playoff experience than that Golden Knights roster.
Yeah.
They just do.
Just got to put them out of their misery. Just see, got to get one more.
Yep.
Got to get one more. And that stat that Drabby just said is terrifying.
Got you
the
nervous?
Caps have blown a two-game lead. They're 15-44 lifetime.
And they've blown 3-1 playoff series leads in 1987, 1992, 1995, 2010, and 2015.
I'll say this. This is a different team.
I agree.
It's different. And those blown leads were to better teams than the
Jason,
Vegas Golden Knights.
I believe we're going to win, but
There's still work to do.
I
believe they're going to win.
That's what I'm trying to tell everyone.
I know. No, I know.
I'm trying to tell people this.
I'm with you.
We're talking about the same old chokers.
I like that. They're not the same old chokers.
That's very good. That's good to know.
All right, we'll come back, take more of your calls, 800-636-1067. The lines are locked and loaded. You can text us on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Same number, standard message, data charges may apply, and you can tweet us at Junks Radio here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.